listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO as we get set for our second game here of the afternoon. Yes, that's right, folks. We're going to have all basketball all afternoon here on WCDO. It's our second game. This is the boys' MAC championship between number one Sydney and number two Delhi. Delhi only has one loss on the year, folks. Guess who it came to earlier in the season? Came to Sydney over in Delhi during the MAC regular season. So this is going to be another great matchup. We just finished the girls' MAC championship where number two BG knocked off number one Delhi 44-37. A great, great contest, and I expect only the same here between the boys of Sydney and the boys of Delhi. So the Delhi fans can sit tight as they just wrapped up the girls' game, and they'll be cheering on the Bulldogs here in the boys' game. Welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Of course, Chambers and O'Hara is located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in this afternoon's game. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll hear from Sydney head coach Mike Brzee. We talked to him earlier this week about what his team needs to do to hopefully get a win here today for the Warrior fans who didn't get one last year. They weren't in the championship game last year as Unadilla Valley won the Boys MAC Championship over Unitigo. But I have some other interesting stats about the Sydney boys as they have been to this contest many, many times. Since 2001, that's the start of the MAC, Sydney has been in the title games, including today, eight times. So eight times since 2001 they have been here. And over the last couple of years, they've been here with some good battles against Unitigo. Today, they'll have a good battle against the Delhi Bulldogs. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back. I'm Nate Lull, and of course, Bob Butcher will be joining me as well right back here on WCDO.
It's Championship Saturday for the MAC and Tri-Valley Leagues, featuring the best boys and girls basketball teams in both leagues. Cork and the crew at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney salute the hard work, talent, coaching, and parental support reflected in today's games. And just like these teams, Chambers and O'Hara strives to be your number one team with a great selection of vehicles, available rentals, top-notch service, and the personal touch that creates loyal customers. Good luck to all MAC and Tri-Valley Championship players, coaches, and fans. From Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, call 563-4311.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lull with you here for WCDO Sports, getting set for the MAC Championship game between the boys, number one Sydney against number two Delhi. And we're joined by Sydney head coach Mike Brzee. Coach, a long week of preparation for you guys. What do you think are some of the keys here for your boys to try to come out with your first MAC title since 2011?
You know, we're just thinking about Delhi. You know, played them once. You know, we got to worry about the inside game again. They kind of hurt us in the first half of the first game. you know, using their power into Ennis and Lean, and we got to take care of the ball because they're going to press us and try to trap us wherever they can and use their quickness there. So stopping the inside game and taking care of the ball will be two of the things we're working on hard.
It really seems like with Delhi, they play more of a team style, not necessarily one guy that might get 15 or 20 a game. Is that harder as a coach to prepare for?
A little bit, but we kind of know them, and you know, I kind of think all my guys can play defense, and we'll put some of our better defenders on the key guys, but you know, everybody's going to go out there and play defense, and we're going to do our job to keep somebody from having a career night and, you know, keep ourselves in the game.
How excited are your guys to get a chance to play under the bright lights at SUCO and have a chance to bring home a championship? I know some of these guys might have had a chance as sophomores to, you know, have a chance to play in the last championship game, but they have to be excited here for this one.
Yeah, I think we're definitely excited. I think this was kind of one of their first goals, you know, was to win the division and get to the MAC championship. And I think they're quite excited to get back there for their first time in a few years and have the opportunity to try to win the MAC championship.
A convincing win over Green at home in the semifinals. You had to be pleased with your team's play there.
Yeah, that's one of the better games we played. We've been playing better of late, but first time we played Green, we played without Wyatt McKee. I had a player miss the bus. It just wasn't a good night, and we played probably our second worst game of the year over there against Green that night. So to have them come here, and we played real well, and you know, we had McKee in the game, and just a real good game for us. Good way to go into the MAC championship.
Really seemed like as the season continued on, your team got stronger and more confident. For me, thinking back to the Unitigo game where it was a tight ball game, you're able to pull it out there, and another game we did on CDO where you pull out the one-pointer against Unadilla Valley. Just seems like in the fourth quarter, your team's able to come together.
Well, we have eight seniors, so that senior leadership is key. You know, I have players that have been in some of those situations before or know exactly when I call a play and know exactly what they're supposed to do and run the play to get the shot we're looking for. So that senior leadership's real key for those situations.
Certainly also seems like when this team gets going, they have a lot of energy. I've had to watch you break up some energetic huddles from time to time. Does that energy help your guys a lot out on the floor this time of year?
Oh, definitely. I think we kind of changed how we played our defense after Christmas, changed it up, a little more pressing style, a little more run and jump kind of things, and trying to get some more things out of our defense. And I think that's injected the energy into them because we're playing a little more up-tempo anyways. But yeah, they're getting into it. We get a run, and somebody takes a timeout. They love it. And the coaches on the bench, Coach Carbon and Coach Pierce, tell the kids, look, if he's going to knock this three down, they're going to take a timeout, go out and jump all over him. And so we have lots of excitement on the bench coming from everybody, even the coaches.
Coach, my last question. I know this is looking ahead a little bit, but a lot of people have asked your expectations for sectional play and just what you might see out of the IAC, always a traditionally strong league.
I really haven't any idea. I'm guessing we might be around a 5 or a 6 seed. There are some real good teams in IAC. I know Newfield's undefeated. Watkins Glen only has one loss. They just lost to Elmira Notre Dame their night. Notre Dame has a real great player in Darius Garvin. We lost to Moravia already this year. Yeah, it's going to be real tough. You know, we're worried about winning the MAC championship and then maybe get a home game in sectionals and see where it takes us.
Head coach Mike Brzee, thanks for joining us, and we'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney, and now with a great Hawaii group cruise, with two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull joined by Bob Butcher here on WCDO as we get set for the boys' MAC championship here between Sydney and Delhi. Sydney, the 1 seed, Delhi, the 2 seed. Bob, you have a lot of notes, I guess you could say, about this Sydney boys team. We've been watching them all year. What an exciting group. You have to be excited to see some guys you've coached here in this championship game.
Well, it's nice because all 8 seniors had a chance to play with me on the boys' JV team. I feel bad because I don't know a lot about Delhi, but I can tell you, you know, with Mike Brzee, you're going to get a half-court man. You're going to see some pressure. It should be a good game.
Certainly should be. We're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on WCDO.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmonston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and/or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Chase Health of New Berlin is a proud sponsor of Unadilla Valley Basketball here on WCDO. They wish the best to all UV athletes and cheer on the Storm this season. Chase Health, where the focus is on living and getting you back to your life as soon as possible. When you think of a short-term rehab center, think of Chase Health, where the focus is on life, your life. Chase Health, located in New Berlin and serving the community since 1972. Call them today at 847-7000 or visit online chasenursinghome.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here, as well as Bob Butcher on WCDO as we get you set for the Boys MAC Championship Contest between Delhi and Sydney. Delhi's only loss in the regular season was to Sydney, and really it was Nick Mino down the stretch in that ball game. He went 12 for 12 from the line, and that was Delhi's plan. Foul him, put him on the line, and see what happens, and Mino made him pay that night. But tonight certainly could be a different story. I've seen Sydney a lot this year, got to see them have a scrimmage earlier this week against a very good Milford team from the Tri-Valley, so they've done their best to stay fresh. Some keys for Sydney here tonight, Coach.
Oh, I think the keys are inside. Wyatt McKee's got to stay out of foul trouble. Wyatt McKee's got to get some rebounds. He's got to finish inside. I know as a JV player, he's obviously worked on his game because he missed a lot of easy chippers, but now he gets a lot of those shots. And then obviously the senior leadership of Nick Mino. Nick Mino has to handle the ball, has to hit some big shots, and he has to run the offense. And I think if those two have big games, they're going to be in good shape.
We heard from Sydney head coach Mike Brzee in the pregame show. At halftime, we will hear from Delhi head coach Warren Kelly about his season. And again, we asked him about what they need to do today here against Sydney. But also, we asked him about the upcoming Class D sectionals, because if you follow Class D basketball, Delhi will be in that. And there's some really, really good teams in D this year, including Lawrence and Milford. Teams we'll have later tonight. Davenport is always strong with Lee Fisher, Courtright with Bob Van Valkenburg. Delhi's going to have their hands full, but Class D is going to be a lot of fun to watch in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, Class D will be fun. You always see South Courtright having playing well in the tournament. Lee Fisher teams are always well coached. But this Delhi team, they've played some tough MAC competition. This is going to get them battle-tested for sectionals as well.
Both teams getting announced here for their starting lineups. Let's run you through for Sydney. Of course, they're led by senior number 2, Nick Mino, sophomore number 12, Alex Hoskins, senior number 14, Wyatt McKee, junior number 22, Zach Green, and senior number 33, Trey Larson. Head coach is Mike Brzee. Starting lineups coming up quickly here for Delhi. Matt Inst is really the 6'2 big guy that we've talked about here in the pregame show. One thing I'm going to be interested to see, I saw Delhi play Unitigo earlier in the year, and they quickly would sub him in and out. He's a bigger guy. We saw him play football as well. I know that's what he's being recruited for from local colleges. But he would play for 3 minutes, they'd take him out for a minute or two. Play for 3 minutes, take him out for a minute or two. Is that something that might concern you if you're a coach for Delhi on this big floor?
Well, yeah, because, you know, depending on, because I haven't seen Delhi play, but, you know, if you're going to be running up and down and pressing and things, obviously that's a concern. But this kid is the real deal. Number 50 is a high school kid. It's hard to imagine that. But Brzee and the Sydney Warriors are going to have the hands full guarding this kid on the block.
Starting lineup here for Delhi, a senior number 3, Michael Staples, a junior number 22, Connor Giaffi, a junior number 33, Cody Brewster, a senior number 45, Brandon Lean, and the big guy, 6'2 senior number 50, Matt Inst. Lean is a tall guy as well. He comes in at 6'4, so Sydney is going to have their hands full. Of course, they have Wyatt McKee and Trey Larson, both, you know, 6'2, 6'3 in their starting lineups. Could be a great battle on the glass here today.
Yeah, I think the team that stays out of foul trouble with the post players is the team that's probably going to have more success and end up in the win column at the end of the game.
So if you're just joining us, this is the boys' MAC championship contest. Sydney taking on Delhi in the girls' game earlier today. BG was able to defeat Delhi 44-37 behind 19 points from Morgan Bullis. And so now we'll have the MAC Boys Championship. Directly after this, we'll have the Girls Tri-Valley Championship, and at 8 o'clock tonight, we will have the Boys Tri-Valley Championship. So, a lot of basketball still to come here on CDO. Sydney is in the home whites with the maroon trim, says Sydney across the chest there in maroon lettering. Delhi will go left to right. They're in the maroon away uniforms with the white trim, says Bulldogs in white lettering across the chest. The Boys MAC Championship will tip it up and get underway. Trey Larson will win the tip. Back to Wyatt McKee. And here's the Energizer Bunny himself, Nick Mino. We've seen a lot of energy out of him over these last couple of weeks of the season. And here's Mino down the floor, left side, going up against this Delhi defense. They get it to Alex Hoskins. Dribble drive, and it's going to be a foul on Hoskins in the first possession of the ball game.
Yeah, I think, you know, without watching Delhi, it's like they're going to run a lot of traps out of man. And Brzee's going to pick that up and try and get the ball in the middle of the floor right away.
Sydney coming in with a little bit of pressure here as Delhi brings it up the floor going left to right. And here is Matt Inst at half court. And Inst will pass to the far side now, looking for Connor Giaffi. Giaffi going left to right, back off there to Michael Staples. To the far side now, again out for Giaffi. Giaffi to the left side. Sydney coming out here in this tight man-to-man. They get it down low for Lean. His left-hander, no good. Inst comes down with it. Two rebounds. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled. He'll head to the line. 7:08 to go first quarter, and Delhi will have their first trip to the foul line. So McKee picks up an early foul, too. Certainly not what Brzee wants in the first possession here for the Sydney.
And actually, Nate, that's something we talked about in the first game. I mean, they had two offensive rebounds. They have to box out, especially with Inst on the, you can't allow him to get multiple shots to the basket.
So here's Matt Inst to the line. Hits the first foul shot, second one coming here for Delhi. They get their first points of the ball game. Second shot is off the mark, no good. McKee comes down with the rebound, lost it. It pops out of bounds, and possession will stay here with Sydney. So Delhi leads 1-0, 7:06 to go, first quarter. And they'll get the ball into Mino, and again, looks like they're just not afraid to bring some pressure. Mino lost it off his foot there, and Delhi comes away with it to Michael Staples. Back to the far side for Cody Brewster from downtown, no good. Staples, the rebound, off the glass, no good. McKee comes down with the loose ball. Staples comes flying in, throws it off McKee in possession, stays with Delhi.
Yeah, nice smart play by Michael Staples.
Staples, just a 5'6 senior guard, went into the land of the trees there, and came down, threw the ball off McKee's leg, out of bounds. Possession stays with the Bulldogs. So they lead 1-0 here. They get the ball in to Staples at the top of the key. 6:45 to go, first quarter. Delhi a 1-0 lead. Boys MAC championship game. Number 1, Sydney. Number 2, Delhi. To the far side. And here is Matt Inst. Back up top. Long three ball here for Delhi. Off the mark there for Cody Brewster. And Alex Hoskins will come down with the rebound here for Sydney. Gets it off to Mino, who will bring it up the floor to the left side. Crosses the half-court timeline, directing traffic as usual here for the Warriors. 6:20 to go, first quarter. It's a 1-0 lead for Delhi. Dribble drive for Mino. Into the corner, dumps it off for Wyatt McKee. His shot is off the mark, and Delhi back the other way, going left to right. Here's Connor Gioffi, and Gioffi will have the turnover with 6:08 to go, first quarter. A carry. So Delhi still holding on to this 1-0 lead.
Yeah, we talked about it the first game, Nate. The team that can rebound the ball and get back in transition is going to have the better chance of winning. The big court, you can't allow teams to get easy baskets.
So here's Mino bringing the ball up the floor for Sydney, going right to left, breaks through the traffic, tries to get to the hole. He's stripped of the ball, and now Delhi coming back the other way, going left to right. Down the length of the floor, here's Gioffi all the way to the tin, blocked away by Trey Larson. And Alex Hoskins will dribble it back up the floor now for Sydney and gets it to half court. The Dragon logo there for Nick Mino. Mino at half court now. Passes off for Wyatt McKee. Still outside the three-point line. Off for Zach Green, who we know is a threat from downtown. Inside for McKee. To the right block. Turnaround shot. Up off the glass and good. First bucket of the night for Sydney goes to Wyatt McKee. And Sydney takes a 2-1 lead here over Delhi with 5:25 to go, first quarter. And here Staples brings the ball back up the floor for the Bulldogs. Gets it down low. Gioffi, right-handed layup, no good. McKee pulls down the rebound and ahead. Here comes Nick Mino. Mino back up top for Zach Green. Outside the three-point line, down low, looking for a cutting Hoskins. It was knocked away by Delhi. Out of bounds. 5:04 to go, first quarter. Possession will stay here with the Warriors. What do you think about the early flow of this game so far, Coach?
Actually, the one thing that I saw that I kind of like is the fact that Brzee's got his two big post players away from the basket, which forces Int and the lean boy away from the basket as well.
And so Sydney gets the ball in underneath their own basket as they go right to left and to the far side for Mino in the corner for three. This one off the mark, no good. Both teams fighting for the rebound. Last touched by Hoskins of Sydney, and now Delhi will have to go the length of the floor as they get possession back. 4:55 to go, first quarter. Sydney 2, Delhi 1. Boys MAC championship basketball here today on CDO. Delhi to half court with Staples. Staples has the ball now. Zach Green trying to pick his pocket. Staples down to the floor. Mino comes away with it. Sydney looking to run. Down the right wing. Here's Mino all the way to the tin. Misses the layup. Couldn't get it to go. Delhi back the other way. And here's Staples. All the way down low for Innes. He goes up, blocked by Trey Larson, but a foul, and Innes will go to the line. So Sydney 2, Delhi 1, 4:34 to go, first quarter, and Matt Innes back to the line.
And I think on that, you know, Nick Mino needs to pass the ball a little bit earlier on that to give Sydney a layup.
And so the first points of the game came from the line for Delhi from Matt Innes. First shot here is up and good, so Innes now with two. And we're tied at two, 4:34 to go, first quarter. Second shot coming for the 6'2 senior. From the line here for the Bulldogs. Ennis, second shot off the mark, no good. Trey Larson fields the rebound and kicks it out for Nick Mino. Mino looking to bring the ball up the floor here. We come to you live from SUNY Oneonta, the alumni field house for the boys' MAC title. Here's Nick Mino at the left side. BG Girls defeating Delhi 44-37 in the first contest in the MAC. And we're here in the first quarter of the Boys MAC Championship. 4:10 to go. We're tied at two. Here's Mino, top of the key for Sydney, outside the three-point line. Gets a pick. Now loses control. The ball goes to the far side. A tough start here for Nick Mino and Sydney, just trying to get in to the flow of it on offense.
Yeah, they've just got to be patient. Run your offense. You know, there's just too much standing around. Move, move, move. Cut, pass, and cut the ball.
2-2 the score. 3:55 to go, first quarter. Both teams kind of feeling each other out in the early going. And to the right side, here's the ball for Connor Gioffi, just as a junior. Six-footer gets to the foul line. Now leaves it back off for Matt Ennis. And they'll get it down low for Lean, the 6'4". Big man takes it to the hole. Turn around and in. Brandon Lean puts it in, and Delhi has their first lead, 4-2, with 3.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Sydney bring the ball up the floor, gets to the timeline at half court, makes a nice move to get around Staples, dishes off for Hoskins. Now back out to Mino, with 3:20 to go, first quarter. Here's Mino to the right side in front of the Delhi bench, gets it off Wyatt McKee, 20-footer, off the mark, no good, rebound brought down here by Cody Brewster of Delhi. 3:10 to go in the first. Delhi 4, Sydney 2. Delhi with the ball to the left side. And here is Michael Staples, senior point guard. Gets it back off for Brewster. Now to Connor Gioffi. Closely guarded here by Mino. They get it down low. Matt Innes goes up. Misses the right-handed layup. Rebound for Trey Larson. Ball out of bounds. And it looks like a foul here, Coach.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, if Delhi flashes somebody to the high post, you've got number 45, Brandon Lean or Innes on the block. Boy, that high-low, I think, could really hurt Sydney.
2:52 to go, first quarter. Delhi 4, Sydney 2. Looks like the Warriors still figuring out a little bit of this pressure defense here that Delhi is bringing to the table. I haven't seen a team so far this year pressure Sydney this much. Usually Mino has a lot more room to operate and call out the signals. Here's Trey Larson to the top of the key. Has it poked away there by Lean. Ball out of bounds, but possession will stay here with Sydney. 2:38 to go, first quarter. And here is Mino. He will inbounds the ball on this left wing side. Sydney in the home whites and the maroon trim going right to left. Mino will go back to gather it up here for Sydney. To the right side now for Larson. Tight man-to-man as they try to work it inside. Tipped away here by the Bulldogs. And they'll come back the other way. And Nate Kraft, a 6'2 freshman into the game here for Delhi. And now Alex Hoskins with a big block as Max Holbert tried to launch the three from the left corner. Knocked out of bounds. That'll fire the Sydney fans up.
Yeah, the one thing when I look on the roster, Nate, is the fact that you've got four underclassmen up on varsity and a really good JV team. The future looks bright here in Sydney.
Here's Delhi. They get the ball in right side. This one off the mark there for Ben Brannigan. And Delhi having some trouble shooting the ball. They lead 4-2. Sydney back the other way. 2:10 to go, first quarter. Here's Mino to the left side. He's outside the three-point line, closely guarded here by Brannigan. Inside now for Wyatt McKee. Turnaround shot. Can't get the roll, but he's fouled. With 2:03 to go, first quarter, Delhi 4, Sydney 2, McKee to the line.
Now, one thing you had mentioned, Nate, at the beginning of the broadcast is the fact that number 50 might have to come out of the game once in a while with a bigger court. He's out of the game now. Let's see how Sydney attacks this Delhi defense with him out of the game.
Matt Innes on the bench now for Delhi. As Wyatt McKee hits the first shot, he now has 3 points. It just seems to be the way they rotate Matt Innes, and we'll see if they continue to do that here today. McKee, second foul shot up and good. So he now has four. Has all four of Sydney's points. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. It's Delhi 4 and Sydney 4. Boys MAC Championship. You're just joining us in the girls' championship game. BG defeating Delhi 44-37. The Delhi boys throwing it away on this possession. Ball back to Sydney. 1:56 to go here in this first quarter.
And now Coach Kelly is taking out the two big guys for Delhi. They're both on the bench getting a break. Let's see if Sydney can capitalize with some of the height that they have on the floor.
1:50 to go, first quarter. We're tied at four. Mino down the floor, outside the three-point line, dribbles in, passes back out for Hoskins. Hoskins far side, but tipped away by Delhi, and out of bounds, but will stay with Sydney. Connor Gioffi couldn't quite get there as he was chasing that ball out of bounds on the far side. 1:43 to go, first quarter. We're tied at four. Sydney will have the ball in front of the scorer's table next to the Delhi bench as they go right to left. Mino with a long backdoor pass from out of bounds for Trey Larson. Goes up, couldn't put it in. 1:41 to go.
That's exactly what we talked about. You know, they don't have the height on the floor now to stay with Larson and McKee. They need to take advantage of that.
So Larson will go to the line here, looking for his first 2 points to the line. Larson, 6'3", one of these seniors here. Three seniors in the starting lineup with McKee, Mino, and Larson. First shot coming for Larson is off the front rim, no good. So we're still tied at four. 1:41 to go, first quarter. Anthony Ruling comes into the game for Zach Green. Coach, just much like the girls' game, we haven't seen a lot of outside shots attempted here.
No, and I'm curious to see because number five, Anthony Ruling, just came in for Sydney. He's probably one of their better shooters. Be curious to see how he shoots on this floor.
Trey Larson misses the second foul shot, so we stay tied 4-4. 1:35 to go, first quarter. Top of the key, Connor Gioffi gets into the paint for Delhi as they go left to right in the maroon and white trimmed uniforms here. Bulldogs get it all the way to the tin, and a missed shot, but a rebound is put up and in. So 1:19 to go here, first quarter. Delhi leads 6-4, and Nate Kraft just picked up the rebound and put it in for his first 2 points of the night. 6'2 freshman here for Delhi. 1:10 to go, first quarter. Here's Mino to the right side. Steps inside and now back out for Ruling. Ruling for Trey Larson, top of the key. 15 coming up on the shot clock. Back outside for Anthony Ruling. His shot off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down for Delhi. We're under a minute to go, first quarter. Get the ball to half court. And now for Nate Dennison. Dennison for Connor Gioffi. Outside the three-point line. Pushes through. Tries to get a screen in the man-to-man. 45 ticks to go on the clock. Bulldogs lead 6-4. Now into the paint. And to the near side here for Gioffi. Pull-up shot. This one off the mark. No good. Ball is loose. McKee comes down with it with 30 seconds to go first quarter. Outlet pass to Hoskins. And Hoskins will bring it down the floor here for Sidney. Crossing the half-court timeline. Dumps one back off for Mino. And Sidney will play for the last shot here with 20 seconds to go first quarter. Low-scoring affair. Both teams struggling a little bit with the shots. Here's Wyatt McKee now. Has his pocket picked, and Delhi will have one last chance as they come the other way. 10 seconds to go. Going left to right. Down the right wing. Dribble drive up off the glass. No good. Kraft comes down with the rebound. It's blocked away. Delhi's not going to be able to get a shot off, and that'll do it for the first quarter. A low-scoring affair. Delhi 6 and Sidney 4.
Well, and again, it's what we talked about in the first game with Bainbridge and Delhi. I mean, that depth perception behind the backboard has got to be playing wreaking havoc on both teams because nobody can hit an outside shot.
End of the first quarter. Delhi leads Sidney 6-4. Boys MAC Championship. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
Echo Brands of Sidney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sidney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sidney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sidney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter here. Boys MAC Championship Contest. Nate Lowell and Bob Butcher with you here on WCDO. Delhi leads 6-4. Delhi gets the ball inside. Turn around here for Michael Staples. Back out for Brandon Lean. And the big guy's back in there now for Delhi. Now for Matt Ennis. He takes it inside, gets a rebound. Ball is punched away. Delhi holds on. Fresh shot clock here for the Bulldogs. Stepping in is Delhi, working it down low for Connor Gioffi. It's going to be a jump ball, and possession will go back to Sidney as Lean got tied up down low with Trey Larson. Just want to mention some of our special sponsors here for this weekend's games. Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber in Sidney, also McDowell and Walker with locations in Sidney, Afton, and Delhi. So Sidney going right to left. They trail 6-4. They get it inside. Wyatt McKee has his pocket picked. Lost it on the floor. Everybody gets tied up again. Possession arrow. We'll point this one back to Delhi. So much like the girls' game, too. A lot of bodies on the floor. A lot of jump balls so far.
Yeah, both teams play man defense. You know, I honestly think that's the way you're successful in high school, playing man defense. It's a little bit physical, but should be a good game.
Delhi leads 6-4. Turnover there. Alex Hoskins misses the right-handed layup. Gets it back. Tries another one. Can't get that to go. And Delhi back the other way. Here's Connor Gioffi at half court. Gioffi gets through the traffic. Stops and pulls up as Delhi goes left to right. Leaves it back off for Michael Staples. We'll have a whistle. Looks like a foul away from the ball in the paint with 6:57 to go. Second quarter. And this is going to be on McKee, just boys being boys in the paint there, it looks like.
Yeah, and I said at the beginning of the game, the team that stays out of foul trouble, the big guys, is going to have the advantage at the end of the game here.
And that's two on McKee, and it looks like Mike Brzee is just going to have to let it ride with him, wants to keep him in the game so he can guard Delhi big man Matt Innist. So Delhi has the ball. They lead 6-4. Innist at the right elbow, passes one back off for Michael Staples. And outside here for Connor Gioffi. Gioffi to the right side, outside the three-point line. Back inside for Matt Ennis. Tries to back down Wyatt McKee. Lost the ball, and Sydney comes away. And here is Nick Mino to half court using his speed. Dumps one off for Hoskins to the bucket. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled. With 6.5 to go here, second quarter, Delhi leads 6-4.
Good decision by Nick Mino to give the ball up, draw help, cutting Hoskins to the basket, goes to the line for two.
6.5 to go, second quarter. And it looks like foul shots will play another big role in this contest here. As Hoskins comes to the line and can't make the first one, rattled out. Hit the front and back part of the rim and then popped out.
And I got to tell you, with McKee still in the game, if I'm the Delhi coach, I'm going right at him. Because if he picks up his third foul, Sydney's in trouble because they don't have a lot of depth in the post.
Second shot coming for Hoskins off the mark. No good. Frustrations on both sides shooting the ball here in the boys' MAC championship game, just like we saw in the girls' game earlier. 6:20 to go, second quarter. Delhi 6, Sydney 4. Delhi with the ball going left to right. Delhi works it around here. And into the post for Matt Innes. Back out. Long shot is off the mark. No, it's in. Connor Gioffi from downtown. That one rolls in. First three ball of the game for Delhi, and Delhi leads 9-4. Here's Zach Green. Turnaround shot up off the glass. No good. Delhi with the rebound. And Matt Innes will pass it out. And Sydney continuing to struggle shooting the ball. Delhi leads 9-4. And here's Gioffi outside the three-point line. Tries to throw it into the post. Knocked away here by Sydney. Outlet pass to Mino. Mino to the right side, stops inside for McKee. McKee gets stuck underneath the basket, and he'll travel and turn it over. 5:40 to go, second quarter. Delhi leads 9-4, and Sydney showing some frustration
here.
Yeah,
and that's going to hurt, Nate. They've had 3 out of 4 possessions the last four where they've missed layups or very easy shots, and that hurts.
Ball almost seems like a hot potato for Sydney at times here. They've had trouble just making some quick passes in transition. Now a steal. Back ahead for Mino off the glass and in. So the Sydney defense helps get some points, and it's Delhi 9, Sydney 6. 5:25 to go before the halftime break here in this low-scoring first half of the boys' MAC championship game. Delhi back the other way, trying another three. This one for Nate Dennison off the mark. Sydney pulls down the rebound. And they'll outlet it to Nick Mino on the far side as Sydney goes right to left. Ahead for Zach Green for a three. That one's good. Zach Green puts it in, and it's 9-9 with 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And now another steal for Sydney with this press. They get it for Green, lost it off his hands, chucks it back out top, and Delhi will steal it away. And here's Brandon Lean. Lean dumps one back up off the glass, and in there for Nate Dennison. His first 2 points of the afternoon, and Delhi leads 11-9.
Yeah, but one thing I see here, Nate, is the pressure from Sydney is starting to force up-tempo, and I think that's the way Sydney wants to play anyway.
Mino with a jumper from the right side off the mark. No good for Nick Mino, who's still only with 2 points in the contest here. 4:30 to go, second quarter. Back the other way. Matt Ennis takes it to the hole, and Wyatt McKee almost had to let him go to avoid fouling, and Delhi leads 13-9. Ennis with four. 4:15 to go, second quarter. Mino brings the ball up the floor. Passes to Wyatt McKee. Foul line extended to the right side. Drives to the hoop. Nice move off the glass and in. Great move there for Wyatt McKee, and he has a game-high 6 points here for Sydney. It's Delhi 13 and Sydney 11. 4 minutes to go before the half. Delhi with the ball. They get it to the half-court line, and we'll have a timeout for Warren Kelly of Delhi. 3:55 to go, second quarter. Delhi leads by 2, 13-11. We'll take a quick break. Bob Butcher and Nate Lull here on WCDO Sports.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3:55 to go, second quarter. It's Delhi 13, Sydney 11. Boys MAC Championship Contest. Second game of the afternoon after the BG girls defeated Delhi 44-37 in our first game of the afternoon. Delhi with the ball going left to right, and here's Ben Brannigan. Pulls up jumper off the back of the rim, no good. Nate Kraft, the rebound, and he's fouled. 3:42 to go in the second quarter, and Nate Kraft, 6'2", freshman.
And that's number two on Trey Larson, so now both big men have two fouls. I take that back. It's on Wyatt McKee.
Oh, they give it to McKee. That's his third. So Sydney with five team fouls. Three are on McKee. So Kraft, the first shot is up and in. He now has three. Looks like Anthony Ruling is going to come into the game. And so McKee is going to go to the bench. So a lot is going to rest on the shoulders of Sydney's Trey Larson here. 3:42 to go. Second quarter. Delhi 14, Sydney 11. Kraft to the line. Looking for his second shot. Second shot is up off the front rim, no good. And Alex Hoskins the rebound here for the Sydney Warriors. And here is Mino. Again, he's just been hounded by the Delhi pressure here. Mino gets through, gets into the lane. Shot is off the mark, no good. And we know Mino's an excellent shooter. We've seen it all year. Can't find the range here so far this afternoon. 3:25 to go, second quarter. Mino with some quick hands and a steal here for Sydney. Delhi backtracking on defense. Mino into the lane, off for Ruling, gets it to go. And Ruling, his first 2 points of the game. It's 14-13, Delhi ahead. Bulldogs back the other way for Brandon Lean. Up off the glass, no good. He's fouled, though, by Alex Hoskins. Is Delhi trying to take advantage of these big guys now in the ballgame?
Yeah, I think they're trying to take advantage of that. But the other thing is that Sydney's just not getting back on defense. You've got a lot of these kids out here for Sydney that have been out here the whole game. They haven't subbed much.
3:07 to go, second quarter. First shot is up and good for Brandon Lee. And we've seen that's the way Mike Brazee has played it a lot this year. He's kind of gone six or seven deep. And now Hoskins is going to come to the bench, and Brandon Bissett will check in here for Sydney. So the foul is forcing him to go a little deeper into the bench here tonight. 3:07 to go, second quarter. Delhi leads 15-13. Second shot for Lean is good. So Brandon Lean, the senior, 6'4", he's got 4 points. Delhi leads by three, 16-13, 3 minutes to go before the half. Here's Mino down the left side, outside the three-point line, inside for Larson now, left baseline. Dribbles down low, left block, up off the glass. Nice spin moving in for Trey Larson, his first 2 points of the afternoon. Delhi 16, Sydney 15. 2:45 to go, second quarter. Bulldogs to half court for Lean, and now back out for Ben Brannigan. Brannigan, top of the key, dribbles left side in front of the Sydney bench. Pulls up, now for Lean. Lost the ball on the floor. Zach Green with some quick hands steals it away. Green will dribble it up the floor and now leave it off for Nick Mino. 2:20 to go before the half. Delhi 16, Sydney 15. Here's Mino, top of the key. Drives into the paint and he's fouled as he absorbs some contact there on the near side from Max Holberg. Boy, I'm just always surprised at how quick Nick Mino is. He's got that really quick first step.
Yep, first step, real quick to the basket. You know, Sydney, you look at the shots that they've missed. They missed three or four of those easy shots. They could easily be up by eight, 9 points. But I think the pressure is just causing Delhi to play a little bit faster than they want to.
First shot coming for Mino, rims out. So 2:15 to go second quarter. It's Delhi 16, Sydney 15. And Mino, we know, is an excellent shooter and has just not found the range here so far, but brings a lot of energy to this team and certainly is doing well with the pressure so far that Delhi has brought.
Yeah, he's just got to relax, play his game. It looks like he's just kind of forcing a little bit too much.
Mino 0 for 2 from the line, so Delhi with the one-point lead still, 16-15. Bringing the ball up the floor here for Delhi is Connor Gioffi. To the right side is Delhi in the maroon and the white. They go left to right. Back out for Michael Staples to the foul line. Left side now. Outside the three-point line, and Max Holbert will travel, giving the ball back to Sydney with a minute 58 to go, second quarter.
And that's the one thing I give Mike Brazee a lot of credit for. He plays all man. He's always played man. He's been a man coach. They're defending a lot of this stuff real well. That's why you can't give up those second and third opportunities to Delhi.
So Mino to half court in front of the scorer's table. Now in front of the Delhi bench, right side, opposite side of the floor, and here's Mino. Minute 45 to go as Sydney trails by one here before halftime. Mino dribble drive all the way to the hoop. Can't get the roll to go. Mino wanted that one badly, but he's fouled.
Yeah. Nice drive by Nick Mino. What they did is they cleared out the right side of the floor, and then Nick went one-on-one and was able to beat the defender.
Got that step, went to the baseline, and just couldn't get it to go. But what a fun game to watch here so far. Both sides playing very, very well. 1:37 to go, second quarter. Just another defensive battle here as Mino to the line gets this one to go. He's now got 3 points. We're tied up at 16. 1:37 to go, second quarter.
One of the things that we talked about, too, at the beginning of the game, I guess I didn't realize until I was looking at the stats, number 50, Innes, has 2 fouls as well.
So he'll have to be careful as both sides now in trouble with the big men in terms of the fouls. Mino's second shot rattles it in. So Mino has 4. Sydney takes the lead. 17-16. We'll take a timeout. 1:37 to go, second quarter. For Bob Butcher, I'm Nate Lowe. You're listening to Championship Saturday Basketball here on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
1:37 to go before the half. Thanks for joining us here on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Bob Butcher, Nate Lull with you here on WCDO. Sydney leads 17-16, boys MAC championship game. And here's Delhi with the ball to the left side, and they leave it back up for Michael Staples. Staples to the right side, into the corner now, looking for Cody Brewster. Down low, looking for Matt Innes, and he lost it as he tried to make the spin move. Sydney comes away with Zach Green.
Yeah, now, Sydney's doing a good job in the post on Innes. I'm really impressed with that.
And here's Nick Mino back for Zach Green, who already has a 3 in the ball game. Steps in, back out for Larson. Larson now from downtown. This one rattles out. Brandon Bissett, a big rebound. Goes up, he's blocked. That one was clean, and Delhi back the other way. Here's Connor Gioffi, takes it all the way to the 10. This one is short. Mino comes down with the rebound, holds on, and he'll bring it up the floor with 45 seconds to go before halftime. Here's Ruling, leaves it back off for Larson as Sydney goes right to left. 35 seconds to go, second quarter. Sydney 17, Delhi 16. Mino steps in, jumper is good. Mino has 6, and Sydney takes a 3-point lead with 25 seconds to go before halftime. And here's Delhi trying to get one last shot before the halftime break. They break through half court. Give it to Matt Innes. He misses the jumper. Bissett with the rebound. 15 seconds to go. Ball to Mino, and Sydney will have the last shot. Mino avoids the trap at half court. Gets it back off for Larson. Bounce pass back to Mino. 5 on the clock. Mino still way outside. He's going to have to pull up. Tries a 3 at the buzzer. It's short. Ball back out for Zach Green. Misses it at the buzzer. Was he fouled? Doesn't look like we'll have a call. And that looks like it'll be the halftime break. Or will he get a call? Well, I think he will. So Zach Green tried to take a shot. I'm betting there was less than a second left. He got it off. He missed.
Yeah.
But he's going to get to shoot, too.
Yeah, if you're Coach Kelly, you're thinking, you can't do that. You pick up a silly foul, no time on the clock. Now instead of going down by 3, you might go down by 5. Well, this is the first shot.
Zach Green missing the first foul shot, a little short on that one, so no time on the clock. And Zach Green will step up for the second foul shot here for Sydney. This one is good. So Zach Green now 4 points, and that'll bring us to halftime. Sydney leads 20-16. Over Delhi. We'll come back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll give you our scoring summary. We'll also come back with an interview from Delhi head coach Warren Kelly during our halftime break. So we'll step away. For Bob Butcher, I'm Nate Lull. Again, the halftime score, Sydney 20, Delhi 16. We'll be back here on WCDO Sports.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell and Bob Butcher with you here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy today of SFCU, wherever you might be joining us from. That is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. It's time for a Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by Marabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. At the half, Sydney leads 20-16. Over Delhi, Sydney the 1 seed, Delhi the 2 seed. Let's quickly run you through the scoring summary. Nick Mino with 6 for Sydney, Anthony Ruling with 2, Wyatt McKee with 6, Zach Green with 4, Trey Larson with 2. For Delhi, Nate Dennison with 2, Connor Gioffi with 3, Nate Kraft with 3, Brandon Lean with 4, and Matt Innist with 4 for head coach Warren Kelly. Bob, your thoughts on that first half, kind of back and forth. Really hard to get a vibe on who might have momentum right now.
Yeah, I think towards the end of the first half, though, I thought Sydney started playing well. I thought their pressure kind of caused Delhi at times to make some poor decisions with the ball. Sydney got out in transition a little bit. I thought Nick Mino finally settled down a little bit, hit some big shots, ran the offense, and Sydney got some good looks as opposed to the first quarter.
20.
I'm really impressed with the way Sydney's playing defense in the post on Innis and Brandon Lean.
20-16 the score at the half here. Sydney on top of Delhi. Of course, if you're just joining us, the girls' MAC championship was our first game here on CDO, and BG defeating Delhi 44-37. We'll also have the two Tri-Valley championships coming up after this, as Milford and Lawrence are in both of those games. We'll have the girls' game around 6 o'clock, the boys' game around 8 o'clock. So quickly, Coach, adjustments if you're Delhi in the locker room to try to shut down a guy like Nick Mino, just is able to get out and run so quickly down the floor.
Yeah, again, it's kind of like a mirror image of the first game. We talked about transition defense, getting back. Delhi's just got to get back. That's all it is. They need to be able to help on drives from Nick Mino. They need to be able to help. I like what Delhi does. I think you need to feed the post if you're Delhi in offense. You've got to get the ball into Innis and Lean.
So about 6.5 minutes to go here in our halftime report. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll hear from Delhi head coach Warren Kelly, get his thoughts on what the Delhi Bulldogs need to do here in the second half and what they need to do to shut down Sydney here. So at the half, Sydney 20, Delhi 16. We'll be right back. For Bob Butcher, I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO Sports.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports, and we're now joined by Delhi head coach Warren Kelly as Delhi and Sydney battle for the boys' MAC championship here today. Coach, can I just start off by asking, you guys have to be excited. They've had a tremendous year finishing second in the MAC. How excited are they to be playing at Suco this weekend?
The kids, the coaches, and the parents are thrilled, and you know the community is thrilled too. We haven't been here in a while, and we've gotten here through a lot of hard work, and we couldn't be happier.
That was my next question, really, was it seems like Delhi really has burst onto the scene this year in terms of the boys and the girls programs, both being in the championship. Is it something that you've seen coming with these kids coming up through the program, or are you kind of surprised by the success this year?
Well, we always try to keep an eye out for future talent, but this group's just special. They've worked very hard. The talent has been there, but their skills have complemented each other very well. You know, we have a nice appropriate number of ball handlers and some appropriate number of shooters and rebounders. So these group of kids, they not only work hard, and they're not just skilled, they have the right mix of personnel, I think, to have a successful team, too.
It seems like a lot of teams, from talking to different coaches, have had trouble preparing for Delhi because you never know who might step up on a certain night and score. Has to be nice for you as a coach to know you have a lot of guys who can chip in at any time.
Yeah, it is nice, and that's funny that you said that about having a hard time figuring us out. You know, sometimes we have a hard time figuring ourselves out. We believe in the roster that we have, and like you said, any given night we can have a leading scorer come from one of the five starters or one of the people off the bench. Same with rebounds, steals, assists. The players that come off the bench, they know that they're going to have an opportunity to contribute and every night, and you know, they take advantage of that. And this team's also been very unselfish in terms of sharing the ball too, so that does also spread the scoring around.
We're joined here on WCDO by Delhi head coach Warren Kelly. And coach, can you talk about this matchup with Sydney? I know you had a tight one with them earlier in the season over at your place. What are some of the keys to you know, doing well against them here on the big court at SUCO?
Well, I know that we don't have to play perfect, but we have to play a very good game to beat Sydney. We have to keep our turnovers reasonable. It's not like we don't expect to make turnovers, but we need to keep them at a reasonable level. We also need to make sure that we make them earn their points. They shot very well from the free throw line against us in the first matchup, and we'd like them to have to earn their points from field goals more than the foul line this go around. You know, we're going to have to play good defense and value the ball, like I said, in terms of when we get it, we need to make sure we get a good shot. Whether it goes in or not, that's not the point. We got to make sure we have good looks at the basket on just about every possession to do it.
You had mentioned earlier that it's been a long time since Delhi's been in this spot. Do you have a special message for your players tomorrow that might be a little overexcited, butterflies, nervous about being here in the championship game?
Well, we've talked a lot about that, and I would just say to them, and which I have said to them, that you're 16-1. You've earned the right to be here. Don't be intimidated by anyone. You know, there's been 16 teams that have tried to beat you, and they couldn't. Or 16 times teams have tried to beat you, and they couldn't. And just because Sydney gave us our one loss, it was a good game. We had the lead in the fourth quarter, so we were with them for four quarters, and we can beat them just like we think we can beat anybody.
Delhi head coach Warren Kelly, thanks for joining us. Good luck in the championship game, and we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
It's Championship Saturday for the Mac and Tri-Valley Leagues, featuring the best boys and girls basketball teams in both leagues. Cork and the crew at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney salute the hard work, talent, coaching, and parental support reflected in today's games. And just like these teams, Chambers and O'Hara strives to be your number one team with a great selection of vehicles, available rentals, top-notch service, and the personal touch that creates loyal customers. Good luck to all Mac and Tri-Valley Championship players, coaches, and fans. From Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, call 563-4311.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back here to SUNY Oneonta. A snowy afternoon outside here. If you're coming to watch some of the later games, make sure you're careful on the roads out there. Nate Lull, Bob Butcher with you here on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Start of the second half in the boys' MAC championship game. Sydney leads 20-16 over Delhi at the half.
Update from earlier, the VG girls defeat Delhi in the MAC girls championship 44-37. So here we go. Start of the second half. Sydney will go left to right. They're in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim. Delhi will go right to left. They're in the maroon uniforms with the white trim. Pretty much mirror images of each other here. Here's Wyatt McKee to the right side. Dribble drive goes right into the paint. Kicks it back out. Here's Zach Green. Dribble drive. Tries to give and go there with Wyatt McKee. It's broken up, but Zach Green gets the ball back. 15 on the shot clock. Mino to the left side in front of the Sydney bench. Little crossover move into the corner. Mino gets it up and in. And Mino now has 8 points at the game high, and Sydney takes a 22-16 lead. Good opening possession there for Sydney.
Yeah, we talked about it, Nate. Nick needs to settle down, and he's playing very well. The last 8-9 minutes, he's played really well to carry the Sydney team.
Delhi with the ball down into the low post. Stolen away here by Sydney. Zach Green picks a pocket. And here come the Warriors up the floor, going left to right. Delhi looking for a stop on this possession. They'll stick with the man-to-man. Mino hands it off for Wyatt McKee outside the three-point line. Now back for Mino. Dribble drive, gets around Staples to the bucket, up and in. Mino's into double figures. He's got 10. What an acrobatic move there.
Yeah, the thing I like is Mike Brzee's got Wyatt McKee away from the basket, which forces Innes away from the basket, which allows Nick to drive that baseline.
Sydney 24, Delhi 16. And here is Michael Staples giving Delhi the run of the offense here to the left side. Pull-up jumper for Connor Gioffi. Off the mark, no good. Sydney pulls down a rebound. An outlet pass from Trey Larson ahead for Wyatt McKee. Nice dribble drive to the hole, and it's in. And Wyatt McKee now with 8 points, and Sydney opens up on a 6-0 run. They lead 26-16 with 6:25 to go in the third. We'll keep it right here on WCDO. And boy, not the way Delhi wanted to start the second half for Warren Kelly.
No, they've had a couple possessions where they've come up empty. You got to credit Sydney, though. They've made an adjustment. They've only given them one shot per trip up the floor, whereas in the first half, at the beginning of the game, they were giving up two or three at a time. The other thing is Sydney has to keep Wyatt McKee in the game because he gets all the rebounds. If they can do that, they're going to be in good shape.
Two or three fouls on Wyatt McKee right now. I believe he has...
Three.
So 6:25 to go here in this third quarter. Sydney starts out on a 6-0 run. Two buckets by Mino and one by McKee. And Delhi just has to take a timeout here to try to regroup very quickly.
Well, we talked about it, too, during the girls' game. Sydney scored the last two or three possessions in transition where they've got some, get out and run and score easy baskets. And, the team that can do that, number 50, Innes, is a great player. You get him running up and down the floor, he's going to have to come out of the game. That benefits Sydney.
So 6:25 to go, third quarter. Sydney leads 26-16. Boys MAC championship contest here. Now the Bulldogs find themselves in a similar position to the girls team earlier, trailing 10 here in the third quarter. VG won the girls matchup 44-37 over Delhi here at 2 o'clock. Now we're in the boys MAC championship here early in the third quarter, 6:15 to go. And here is Delhi going right to left. They work it to the left side, outside the three-point line. This would help. This one's short, though, for Cody Brewster. Rebound for Michael Staples. The 5'6 guard pulls it down. Now getting down low, we'll have a foul against Sydney as Connor Gioffi tried to go to the tin for the Bulldogs. And let's see, this one will be on Alex Hoskins of Sydney. So 6:03 to go, third quarter. Sydney leads 26-16. Delhi will inbound the ball underneath the basket at the left block. Hoskins playing defense. They get it down in low to the big man, Matt Innes. He goes up with it, and Innes can't get it to go. Sydney comes away with it, and here's Nick Mino. Flies down the court for Wyatt McKee. McKee with the jump stop into the lane, up and good. Wyatt McKee into double figures. So you have Mino with 10 and McKee with 10.
We talked about it at the beginning of the game. The key for Sydney is Mino and McKee scoring baskets, and right there is a great example of that.
Bob Butcher joining me here today. Nate Lowe on WCDO as Sydney leads 28-16. Delhi with the ball as they go right to left. They work it into the right corner on the baseline. Gets one back for Brandon Lean. Outside for Gioffi. Three ball rims out. Matt Innes is there for the rebound. He puts it home. And Innes has six, cleaning up the loose change there. And it's 28-18. Sydney with the ball, working it up the floor here with Nick Mino. He's closely guarded by Staples. He's done a nice job on Mino. Two guys who are very quick, you can tell.
Yeah.
Mino at the top of the key now for Wyatt McKee. Steps inside the three-point line, dribble drive off the glass, no good. Delhi tries to come down with the rebound, but McKee picks up a loose ball. Now for Mino, jumper, 15-footer off the mark, no good. Delhi comes away with it. Connor Gioffi will try to bring it up the floor, but he's fouled there by Zach Green.
Yeah, that's just a silly foul. You're 80 feet away from the basket, you know, and a reach. You can't be doing that.
4:46 to go, third quarter. Sydney leads 28-18. Again, a special thank you to a lot of our sponsors for this Championship Saturday matchup. Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris, one of our special sponsors here. Visit them at either location today. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Sydney 28, Delhi 18. And here is Staples working it to the far side for the Bulldogs, who need a bucket on this possession. They work it inside here for Nate Kraft, off the glass and good. And the freshman now with 5 points for Delhi. It's Sydney 28, Delhi 20.
Yeah, nice play. And Sydney's got to recognize that number 50 is out of the game now. Run your offense. Look to go get the ball inside. Take advantage of the fact that Ennis is out of the game.
So Mino to the far side. Again, getting closely guarded there by Michael Staples. And a foul on Staples as he tried to tie up Mino on that left wing side. 4:15 to go here, third quarter. So again, 6'2" senior big man Matt Innist. The way they rotate him in and out, he's on the bench currently. Sydney trying to take advantage as they lead by 8. Midway through the third quarter, ball is into McKee. Back out for Mino. Switches it inside for Zach Green. Back inside to McKee, and a runaround reverse layup. He puts it in, and Wyatt McKee now has 12 points. Having a heck of a third quarter here.
Yeah, the other thing Sydney's done is they come out with like a maybe three-quarter court, 2-2-1 trap, just to kind of slow Delhi down a little bit.
Sydney leads by 10, 30-20. 3:50 to go, third quarter. And they'll work it inside, looking for the 6'4 big man Brandon Lean off his fingertips, but he's fouled with 3:46 to go in the third. Sydney leads by 10, 30-20. So the ball will be Delhi possession underneath the basket from the right block. Team foul situation, just to update you at home, Sydney with 3, Delhi with 1. So Delhi will inbound the ball into the right corner for Staples. They'll work it around the top of the key. And down low to the left block for Kraft. Can't get the layup to go. He's fouled and he'll head to the line.
But that's Wyatt McKee's number four foul at Wyatt McKee. That's going to hurt Sydney.
So McKee with 4 fouls and Kraft will go to the line. Kraft, he's a man for just a freshman out there. 6'2", looks like he could be a senior, and future is bright for him in Delhi basketball as he steps to the line already with 5 points, looking to add to it. That one off the front of the rim, no good, with 3:40 to go, third quarter.
Yeah, right now it's critical for Sydney because these big men have to step up and pull the weight that Wyatt, you know, Wyatt McKee gets a lot of rebounds, does a lot of good things around the basket. Somebody's got to step in and do that.
3:40 to go, third quarter. Kraft, second shot coming. It's Sydney 30, Delhi 20. Kraft, second shot, rims out, no good. Brandon Bissette trying to chase down a rebound. Did he step on the line? Yes, he did, so the ball will stay here with Delhi. 3:39 to go in this third quarter. Boys, MAC championship. Sydney ahead by 10, the 1 seed over the 2 seed currently. Delhi works the ball into the paint. They get it back out for Kraft, dribble drive baseline, and a foul is going to be here on Brandon Bissette. So Sydney ahead by 10 with 3:35 to go in the third. And Nate Kraft with some of the other big guys out of the game starting to take over a little
bit.
Yeah,
he's number 24 is playing well. Sydney's just got to relax. Been playing great defense. Now all of a sudden they've gotten a little bit sloppy.
They work the ball inside for Kraft. Tries to go up. Couldn't get the shot to go. Partially blocked by Sydney. And the Warriors pick up the ball. They'll come back up the floor going left to right. And here's Nick Mino crossing the Red Dragon logo here at center court at SUNY Oneonta. Back off for Trey Larson into the corner for Anthony Ruling. Back out for Larson. Dribble drive. Jump stop into the paint. Up and good. Larson now with 4 points for Sydney. And the Warriors lead 32-20 here over the Bulldogs of Delhi. Bulldogs get it to half court, but it's tipped away. Some pressure there by Sydney.
Sydney had some success with that in the first half.
And now here's Nick Mino to the left side. Looks over to head coach Mike Brzee, gets the play. Starts to direct some traffic here to the left side off the glass. Mino can't get it to go, but he's fouled with 2:48 to go here in the third.
Sydney 32, Delhi 20. And Sydney just starting to work some of that clock down a little bit, holding on to this lead.
Yep. Force Delhi to use some clock, come up the floor. Don't allow it to be easy, an easy, get into the half-court set. Just make them work a little bit.
Mino to the line. He's averaging 13.7 points per game. Puts this one in. This gives him 11 on the afternoon. He's also hit 28 three-pointers so far this season, but we've only seen 2 3-pointers so far in this game, one from Sydney, one from Delhi. So again, just like the girls' game, not many outside shooters here hitting today. That's Suni Oniata. Mino to the line. Second shot coming here for the Warriors. They lead by 13. Mino puts that one in, gets the touch. She's got 12. Sydney leads 33-20. And boy, that little run at the start of the third quarter really making the difference right now. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Bulldogs with the ball going right to left. Down the right wing. They get it into the corner now for Cody Brewster. Dribble drive, kicks one back out here for Ben Brannigan into the paint. This one off the glass and good for Brannigan. His first 2 points of the afternoon. It's Sydney 34, Delhi 22. 2:20 to go, third quarter. Here's Mino crossing the half-court timeline.
Yeah, and I was really impressed with Delhi's set. They moved the ball well. They had shooters. They had great spacing. It was a great, great offensive set for Delhi.
Here's Mino to the left side. Sydney running through the offense here, taking their time. 15 on the shot clock. Mino directing traffic. Out top for Ruling. Now for Bissett. Into the corner for Zach Green. Steps in. Jumper off the mark. No good. Delhi the rebound back the other way here for the Bulldogs. And can they spark a little run? Thought about a three ball there was Ben Brannigan. Didn't pull the trigger, but gets it into the corner now for Max Holbert. And back out to Brannigan as Delhi goes right to left. 20 on the shot clock. 1:40 to go, third quarter. Sydney on top, 34-22. Here's Nate Dennison, top of the key for Ben Brannigan, far side. Working it around. They'll get it into the paint. Now they'll kick it back out. 6 on the shot clock. Down low for Kraft. Left-handed layup. Doesn't go. Gets his own rebound, and he's fouled. Another opportunity for Nate Kraft. All he can do is shake his head. He's missed some inside layups that I know he wants back.
Yeah, Nate Kraft is playing well. Nate Kraft's a freshman.
Yeah, just a freshman.
Yeah, he's playing well underneath. Delhi has had a lot of great opportunities. When they get the ball to the high post, they always seem to have somebody on the block. I mean, that's great coaching right there. I saw that the girls did that a lot, too. I bet these guys talk a lot, the coaches.
First shot from the foul line for Kraft is no good. 1:24 to go, third quarter. Sydney leads 34-22. Kraft to the line, shooting his second shot here for Delhi. Kraft with 5 points, and with Matt Innes on the bench and Brandon Lean on the bench, he has stepped in and done the job here for the Bulldogs. Second shot is good for Nate Kraft. He's got 6. Sydney leads 35-22. 1:20 to go, third quarter. Here's Mino down the floor for Sydney, going left to right. They leave it off for Zach Green.
And Delhi has changed their defense. It kind of looks like a flat 3-2 zone or either a box of one on Nick Mino. Maybe a 3-2 zone.
Doesn't look like anybody's really trailing Mino too much. But, well, maybe in the corner there a little bit as Mino gets the ball here. Connor Gioffi was draped all over him. We're under a minute to go, third quarter. 35-23 the score. Here's Anthony Ruling. Back out for Trey Larson. Steps in, foul line, can't get the roll. Rebound for Delhi. 50 seconds left, third quarter. Here come the Bulldogs. Down the floor, going right to left. Bucket here would be huge if they could cut it to 10 or under after this little third quarter run here for the Warriors. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Top of the key here for Ben Brannigan. Reverses to the right side now for Nate Dennison. Dribble drive, gets the finger roll to go. Dennison has 4. It's 35-25. 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Mino slowly walks the ball up the floor, as not in a rush here.
Yeah, and I think if you're Sydney, I think you need to attack. While the big guy's not in there, I think you need to attack the baseline.
Here's Mino to the far side for Green. Back to Mino. Reverses to Ruling. Down to 5 on the game clock. Here's Mino. Back for Green. To Mino. He's going to have to launch a deep 3. This one falls short. So end of the third quarter. Sydney 35, Delhi 25. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the fourth quarter to decide the Boys MAC Championship. For Bob Butcher, I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Championship Saturday Basketball here on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service.
At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, Service and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here. They made a quick adjustment on the scoreboard. Sydney leading 34-25. Start of the fourth quarter here. Just some other special sponsors we wanted to mention for today's broadcast. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, the Allison Oil Company in the Andes and Delhi area, and also TEPCO Automotive Repair in Bainbridge. So, start of the fourth quarter, Sydney leads 34-25 here from SUNY Oneonta. Delhi with the ball going right to left, and here is Connor Gioffi. Dribble drive here for the Bulldogs, gets down low into the paint, back out for Staples, long three ball, this one off the front rim, no good. Delhi with a rebound, though. Ball loose on the floor, Anthony Ruling scoops it up, and here's Alex Hoskins ahead for Zach Green. Green puts on the brakes for Sydney, back out for Hoskins. Start of the fourth quarter, Sydney leads 34-25.
And I think this has changed the momentum. Delhi has gone to a 3-2 zone for man. Sydney was getting to the basket against man, and now they're going to that zone, and I don't think Sydney scored in three or four possessions.
7:05 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney with the ball and the home whites with the maroon trim going left to right. Here's Mino, five on the shot clock, steps in, right side, can't get it to go. Delhi the rebound. And here is Michael Staples, the point guard, down the floor, left wing side. Staples, dribble drive, Mino shadowing him the whole way. Has to give it up. Passes back outside for Nate Dennison. He's fouled as he takes it to the rim on that right wing. We'll have a whistle. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. Boys MAC championship game. Sydney leads 34-25. 17 fouls here on Sydney. Only two on Delhi.
That could come back to haunt them here at the end of the game, especially if the game's close.
So to the line here for Delhi, Nate Dennison, the senior, will step in. I think we'll always remember Nate Dennison here on WCDO as he made a miraculous football play that I'd say had to be the play of the year back in football season against Bainbridge Guilford as he steps to the line here to shoot two for Delhi. First shot is up and good. It's 34-26. Dennison with 5 points on the afternoon. Dennison steps in for the second shot. 6:45 to go here, fourth quarter. Delhi trying to chip away as Sydney had a real strong third quarter to bump up this lead. Second shot, no good. Trey Larson the rebound, and an outlet pass to Nick Mino. Mino down the left side. Barks out the offense here for the Sydney Warriors. Chance of defense from the Delhi student section. Here's Zach Green. Passes one over to Mino on that far side. Now for Anthony Ruling in the corner in front of the Sydney bench. He got trapped over there. Tries to bounce it off of the leg there of Max Holbert. Instead, Sydney will take a timeout. So will we. 6:24 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney 34, Delhi 26. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
6:09 to go, fourth quarter. Welcome back. Nate Lowe and Bob Butcher with you here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Delhi with the ball, bringing it up the floor. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Sydney leads 34-26. They get the ball into the low post, back out. Staples pump fakes around Zach Green, goes up, shot is short, ball tipped out of bounds. See what the Zebra Crew says. I believe it'll stay here with Delhi. 5:52 to go, fourth quarter. What does Delhi need to do to continue to chip away here as time starts to become a factor, Bob?
Well, I think Delhi's still got to stay in the 3-2 zone. Sydney hasn't quite figured that out yet.
So Delhi with the ball going right to left. And here is Connor Gioffi. Steps in, tries the shot. He's fouled by Anthony Ruling. Got a piece of the wrist. And we'll have a whistle. 5:44 to go, fourth quarter. And this is perfect for Delhi. The clock's not ticking, and you have a chance to try to chip away at this lead here for Connor Gioffi.
Well, a couple things. First of all, Sydney's got 18 fouls, so you're almost in the double bonus. You've got their best rebounder, best scorer on the bench. Sydney, and as I speak now, Wyatt McKee comes back in the game. But Sydney hasn't scored in probably 4 or 5 minutes because Delhi went to the 3-2 zone. What they really got to do is instead of jacking up a three, they got to get the ball into the corner and then look to get the ball inside. They haven't done that yet.
Gioffi makes the second shot. He made the first as well. He's got five, so all of a sudden it's a 34-28 ball game. Sydney on top with 5:35 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Nick Mino as Sydney goes left to right into the left corner on the baseline. Trey Larson dribbles it back out into the corner for Mino. Pass is deflected. Delhi comes away. Here's Michael Staples to half court as Delhi goes right to left. Far side three ball for Delhi is good. Nate Dennison from downtown. He's got 8 points. It's a three-point ball game. Sydney 34, Delhi 31. So they've chipped it all the way from 12 back to 3, just like the girls' contest earlier.
Well, we talked about it. You know, it's hard to make outside shots here. Delhi's forcing Sydney to shoot the ball outside.
And here is Alex Hoskins as Sydney goes left to right. To the right side for Zach Green. Into the corner for Mino. Three ball of his own. This one rims out. Ball is loose. McKee pulls down the rebound, goes up, and he's fouled. Wyatt McKee doing everything he could to get that rebound, pulls it down for Sydney. He'll head to the line. 4:48 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney 34, Delhi 31. So here's the team foul situation. Sydney with 8, Delhi just with 3. So that'll play into things here going down the stretch. First shot for McKee is good, and he looks very comfortable at the line for Sydney. He's got 13 points at the game high.
Yeah, I think as a coach, when you look at this, I mean, if I'm Mike Brzee, you know, you've got to say to your kids, attack a gap and kick the ball to create a shot. It just doesn't seem like Sydney has open shots. If they have open shots, they can't make them.
McKee misses the second shot, so it's 35-31. Sydney on top of Delhi. And here come the Bulldogs going right to left, top of the key for the point guard. Staples steps in, pump fakes a shot, kicks it into the corner for a driving Nate Dennison. Gets it over for Brewster, left side baseline, shot is short. Zach Green, the rebound. Delhi trying to trap, finally they'll clear out. Here's Mino to the left side. Dribbles between the legs and now to McKee. Ahead and back to Mino as Sydney goes left to right. Left wing for Mino.
Well, if you're Wyatt McKee, you got to be a presence inside. That's where you score all your points.
McKee dishes off for Trey Larson, and Delhi will take a charge here with Brandon Lee. Larson made the shot, but he went into that lane full head of steam, and Lee, got to give him credit. He sacrificed the body there. 4:12 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney 35, Delhi 31. And Delhi has the ball. Sydney bringing some full court pressure now. Bulldogs with the ball in the backcourt. They'll work it ahead. They get over the timeline with 2 seconds to spare. Ball is loose on the floor. Staples gets it back out for Connor Gioffi. Now top of the key. Sydney sticks with the man-to-man. 3:55 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney on top, 35-31. Boys MAC championship game live here from SUNY Oneonta. And here is Nate Dennison. Picks up the dribble.
Delhi hits the shot here, boy. You talk about a momentum swing.
And here it is with three on the shot clock. There's Brandon Lean. Two-point ball game, folks. 35-33, just like you said, Bob. What a momentum change.
Yep. Delhi has completely changed the way when they've gone to this 3-2 zone. Now, for Sydney, you want to try and get the ball into Wyatt McKee. That's where he's done all of his damage for Sydney today.
McKee is at the high post. Delhi making it difficult on the entry pass. 3:15 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Mino in the corner. Can't get the shot to go. Delhi down with the rebound, and then Zach Green with a foul. 3:10 to go here, fourth quarter, and Delhi is fired up. They're trying to get the crowd into it, and that has certainly helped as well. So 3:10 to go, fourth quarter. It's 35-33.
And not only that, but Delhi's in the double bonus now, so every time they go to the line, they're going to be shooting two free throws.
And so Cody Brewster will go to the line here, looking for his first points of the afternoon for Delhi. Sydney was up 32-20, and it seems like that was ages ago at this point.
3-2 zone came along, and all of a sudden we got ourselves a game.
First shot from the line from Brewster. It's in. So Brewster makes the first one. It's 35-34. Second shot coming here for Brewster. This would tie the ball game for Delhi. Off the back rim, no good. Wyatt McKee, the rebound, and Sydney holding on to a one-point lead. Delhi wanted to travel there. They don't get the call. Here's Mino back the other way. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Mino to the right side. Sydney, 35, Delhi, 34. Here's Mino to the left side. Back up top for Zach Green. For Mino, again on the left side, Sydney going left to right. Mino reverses right wing for Zach Green as they work it down 10 on the shot clock. Here's Green outside the three-point line. They skip it across for Mino. Dribble drive into the paint. Tries to go up, and he's fouled. Boy, time was running down on the shot clock, and Mino took it in there, and he got fouled. And Sydney the one-point lead.
Yeah, he got lucky on that because that was kind of, I don't know if that would have been a great shot. But, you know, Sydney's got to look for other ways to score. If they get baskets and run out, transition, they've got to do something because they're half court. They just can't generate any offense.
Mino makes the first foul shot, so he has 13. Sydney leads 36-34. Timeout Delhi, 2:34 to go, fourth quarter. We'll step away here on WCDO Sports.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Sydney leads 36-34 with 2:34 to go, fourth quarter. Fans are fired up here at SUCO. What a great atmosphere for the MAC Boys Championship, for all the championships here today that we'll have on CDO. Sydney leading by two. They were up by 12 at one point in the second half, and now Nick Mino to the line. Made the first foul shot, second one coming here for the senior guard. Mino with 13 points. And make it 14 here for Mino. 2.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Sydney leads by three, 37-34. Delhi quickly ahead in transition, missing the layup there. And now Lean with the rebound, gets it over to the far side for Dennison. Lost it out of bounds. Boy, what a flurry there on that possession.
Yeah, and if you're Delhi, that's got to hurt because you had a chance to make an easy layup. Wyatt McKee lets you go to the basket to score, and you miss the gimme. So instead of being down by one, now you're down by three, and Sidney has possession of the ball.
Dennison just didn't have a good angle, missed it. Then on the rebound, Delhi threw it out of play. So Sidney with the ball. They lead 37-34, 2:10 to go in the fourth. Here's Alex Hoskins, left side for Mino. Back to Zach Green. Mino inside to the high post for Trey Larson. Kicks it back out for Hoskins. His shot off the mark. Brandon Lean with the rebound here for Delhi. Here come the Bulldogs with Michael Staples as they go right to left. Staples on this left wing with 1:50 to go fourth quarter. Sidney leads by three. Top of the key into the far side now for Staples. Staples up top. Connor Gioffi pump fakes. Gets to the right elbow. Picks up his dribble. Back out for Nate Dennison. Dennison working on Wyatt McKee. They get it into the paint. Shot is short, and McKee the rebound with 1:30 to go. Sidney with the ball. 37-34. Mina will walk it up the floor.
But if you're Mike Brzee right now, you want to use every ounce of that clock because you're not making shots, and you want to make sure that they don't have the ball.
Sidney only with 3 points here in this fourth quarter so far. They're holding on to a 37-34 lead with 1:10 to go in this fourth quarter. Here's Mino, top of the key. 8 on the shot clock. Kicks down to 5. Mino with the ball. He's going to have to shoot a long 3, and he got it. Mick Mino with 17, and that was a huge one. Timeout, Sidney with 56 seconds to go. They lead 40-34.
Oh, that's an absolute backbreaker. Sidney hasn't scored at all in the fourth quarter. Nick Mino hits a huge 3-point shot.
40-34 the score. Let's step away in the Boys MAC Championship game here on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert Sonic Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sidney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sidney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Sidney leads 40-34 with 56 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter of the Boys MAC Championship Contest. Bob Butcher along with Nate Lowell here on WCDO. Been a great ball game here, real back and forth. Delhi came back from 12 down to cut it to a two-point ball game, but Nick Mino just hit a dagger of a three-pointer to give Sidney this 40-34 lead. Here's Staples back outside as Delhi working the ball right to left. They get it down low. Connor Gioffi can't get the rebound, and Mino will come away with it. He's got a fast break all to himself. He goes down the floor, makes the layup, and he's fouled. 42-34, Mino with 19.
Well, what hurts there, Nate, if that's an intentional foul, so Sidney's going to get a shot, a shot here, and then
and
they're going to get the ball back.
Boy, that is big. Delhi was doing everything they could to get back. Credit Mino there for making that shot, too. So Sidney leads 42-34. Foul shot coming and possession of the ball. Mino makes the foul shot. He's got 20. Second shot coming here for Mino. So what a swing here for Sidney. Second shot is in for Mino. He's got 21. And Sidney leads 44-34. It's like that Delhi run never even happened now.
Yeah, and Delhi played great defense there. And all of a sudden, McKee and Mino, we talked about at the beginning of the game, they got involved, they scored. They had senior leadership right there.
Sidney gets the ball in, 30 seconds to go. Because of the intentional, they keep possession. Mino at the top of the key. Delhi looks like they don't have any interest in fouling here. 25 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. They're looking to trap still. They get it out to Mino. He chucks it across the top of the defense for Trey Larson. Now Delhi will foul with 17 seconds to go in the fourth. Sidney leads 44-34. You know, we mentioned it in the pregame show, but since the MAC was formed in 2001, Sidney's been in the title game 8 times, and they won three straight from 02 to 05. Just what a program here for Mike Brzee.
Yeah, what I like about Mike is he does the same thing year in, year out, play great defense, pressure the ball a little bit, good things happen.
Here's Mino just trying to work down the clock, and Sidney is going to win the boys' MAC championship as the one seed, 44-34. They get it done here today. Big win for the Sidney Warriors. It got close there in the fourth quarter. But Sidney, this senior class, you got to be happy for them, guys that you've seen along the way.
Oh, yeah. Great kids. You know, not only great athletes, but just great, well-respected kids. So
the final here in the boys' MAC championship, Sidney 44, Delhi 34. We'll have our post-game show coming up with awards. For Bob Butcher, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sidney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sidney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back here. The final again in the boys' MAC championship basketball contest here today. Number one, Sidney, takes down number two, Delhi, 44-34. A great, great game here this afternoon. And so the MAC champions this year for the girls, BG, for the boys, Sidney. Bob, quickly, your thoughts on this game.
Well, Delhi, give Delhi a lot of credit. They played great. They switched from man. Sidney figured that out. They went to a 3-2 zone, got them back in the game. But the senior leadership of Nick Mino down the stretch is what downed the Delhi Bulldogs. Credit to Sidney for hanging in there and staying with their offense and chipping away.
Let's run through our scoring summary. First here tonight for Sidney, they are led by 21 points from Nick Mino, who got off to a slow start but really picked it up after that. Anthony Ruling with 2, Wyatt McKee with 13, Zach Green with 4, Trey Larson with 4 for Sidney. On the other side for Delhi, Ben Brannigan with 2, Nate Dennison with 8, Connor Giaffi with 5, Nate Kraft with 6, Cody Brewster with 1, Brandon Lean with 6, and Matt Innes with 6 here tonight. And that'll bring us to our postgame awards. Let's do our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award first. NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on CDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. I'll give this to Brandon Lean of Delhi. I thought of the two big guys for Delhi. He was in there a little bit more, and he had a lot to deal with Wyatt McKee. Pulled down some big rebounds and made some nice shots here tonight as well. He finished with 6 points. So let's do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award next, as Brandon Lean gets our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Again, no question, I think Nick Mino, 21 points. Huge night here for Nick Mino, a senior. Got to feel good for him. He gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. And the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sidney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. I'll give that to Wyatt McKee of Sydney. 13 points, but you know he had to play with those fouls for a lot of the game, and I thought he just kept his composure, pulled down a lot of rebounds. Certainly a big night for him and for Sydney.
Well, when Wyatt picked up his fourth foul, you know, Wyatt just wears his emotions on his sleeve. He played smart. He got some key rebounds. He kept him in the game, but, you know, a lot of credit goes to Nick Mino. You know, we talked about it at the beginning. Nick really just needed to settle down, and once Nick settled down, he had some great passes, ran the offense, did everything that he had to do to get Sydney with a victory today.
So the Sydney boys win 44-34 to win the boys' MAC title. The BG girls win 44-37 over Delhi for the girls' MAC title. Stay tuned. We're going to have the Tri-Valley Championships coming up next here on CDO. We'll take a little bit of a break as that game is scheduled to tip off right around 6 o'clock. So don't fret. You might hear some tunes over the next few minutes, but we'll be back. It's Milford and Lawrence, and if you haven't had a chance to watch Addie Lawson here from Milford, she's a real fun talent to watch. I saw Milford play Oneonta earlier this week in a non-conference game, and even that was a close one. Oneonta only won by 6. So Milford, a lot of fun to watch. If you're out there on the roads, please be careful. We know it's some tight weather out there. And just a reminder, too, the Sydney Fire Department, no bingo tonight, so there are some cancellations. We'll try to keep you up to date on those here on CDO. Bob, thanks for joining us. I know you were just sticking around for the MAC games, but really great insight and glad to have you along here.
Great time of the year. I enjoy championship weekend, you know, like this, and then sectionals right around the corner. Next thing you know, regionals and states. Great time to be a basketball coach, a fan,
yeah,
player.
Well, we'll hope to see you again here. Pleasure having you. All right, again, the final score, Sydney wins 44-34 in the boys' MAC championship. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Again, a big thank you to Joe Gardner in the CDO studios. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.